The marvelous providence of God works in such wondrous and mysterious ways. For, of course, as we continue with the second half of the season of the Epiphany, after the baptism of our Lord, which we celebrated in the Gregorian Rite yesterday, we also, on this day, celebrate the feast of a saint who has much to do with this particular pericope of the Gospel. It is the feast of Saint Hilary of Poitiers. Now, most people's minds will immediately go to a woman. But Hilary is a name of a man, not of a woman. Now, take that where you will. Saint Hilary, who lived throughout the 4th century and was known as the hammer of the Arians, the heretics, the followers of Arius, condemned by Saint Athanasius and Saint Alexander of Alexandria, and by the Nicene Creed and Council in 325. And he was known as the hammer of the Arians. Hammer, hitting them, destroying them, brandishing the power of God upon them. Now here, St. John the Baptist, and we will go into that a little bit more. This pericope ends with him testifying to those who were there at the Jordan, including most of the apostles, not all. Some of them, even relatives of Jesus, who were totally aghast. They did not know who he was. It was secret. And unlike with Washington, D.C., or the Congress, or the White House, or whatever it is, a secret is a secret in the ways of God. And so, they did not know who he was. They were surprised. They were amazed. But he proclaims him, "This is the Son of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Ecce Agnus Dei. Ecce qui tolit peccata mundi." Truly speaking, the Latin, which comes from the Greek, speaks about the sins of the world. There is not just one sin. Obviously, it's all under the aegis of the one sin. What sin is that? Original sin. The sin of Adam and Eve. But he comes to take away the sins of every single individual who follows him, obeys him, and accepts him. And of course, that is the only way to heaven, the only possibility of heaven. Without baptism, no one can enter heaven. That is the teaching, perennial teaching of the Church, of the Bible, of the New Testament, of the councils of the Church. Not of those who wish to make the Church and heaven an inclusive party where anything and everything goes. So for those who follow him and receive the sacrament of baptism, then he opens the door to heaven. The sin of Adam and Eve is erased. We are enjoined into the family of God, into the life of the Trinity, by sanctifying grace. And so St. Hilary taught this and fought the Arians. And he was exiled once or twice, just like St. Athanasius. Indeed, he is called, or was in those days, the St. Athanasius of the West. St. Athanasius was of the East and South, in Alexandria of Egypt, where he was the patriarch, a follower, in that sense, of the evangelist and cousin of our Lord, St. Mark, first patriarch of Alexandria in Egypt, one of the greatest dioceses in the world, in the ancient world, before it was destroyed by the Muslims. But that is another story. And so, St. John the Baptist proclaims him. Now here, there may be some confusing sayings to some. He is one, here they translate a man, and then he was indeed a man. He became the Son of Man. He had a perfect human nature, but he was also God, which Arius denied. Who comes after me, who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. Now, we know from the Gospels, St. Luke, that the Annunciation to St. Zechariah and then the conception of St. John the Baptist took place 3 months before that of our Lord, or 6 months rather. And so, how could it be that he existed before me? What he's saying is, he existed before me because he is God. He is eternal and existed long before I came to be. And then he says, I did not know him. Now, in many ways, he did. He was his cousin. But at the same time, it's very possible, as happens with all of us, that he was one of those cousins whom he has not seen in X number of years. Obviously, not more than 30, because both of them were 30. But he could have changed from a little boy to a man. There's many changes that happen. And so he did not know him. And so when God spoke to him and told him to baptize so that the Christ may be known, he also told him, I will show you who he is when the time comes. And he did indeed. And thus he proclaims, Behold the Lamb of God. And he explains this. The Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, which Arius also denied. St. Hilary of Poitiers was one of the first who wrote about the Trinity. His main work is called De Trinitate, a work which any theologian of any valor whatsoever has had to read. I have read it 3 or 4 or 5 times already. It's a magnificent work. And so, he proclaimed the Trinity, but Arius denied the Trinity. He denied that Jesus was God. He denied that the Holy Spirit existed or was God. He made his own things up, like many people do. And so therefore, the Trinity is most important, and it was the main preaching of St. Hilary, Bishop of Poitiers. And you can find out more about him for yourselves. So, St. John was told, the Holy Spirit will come down like a dove. And in many places, we have it here in our church, on the baldacchino, on the communion rail, and others. The Holy Spirit appears like a dove. And of course, he appears as whatever he wants to. And sometimes, like a dove. And he hovered above Christ. And at that time, of course, as we have seen, the voice of God the Father proclaimed him to be his Son. And so he told St. John, on whomever the Spirit comes and remains, he is the Christ. He is the one who will give the real baptism. Not the preparation baptism which you are doing as a sign of repentance for sin, but the baptism, and the baptism of St. John did nothing, by the way. It did nothing. It prepared, but it did nothing else. The baptism of Christ, given with the full power that is his as the second person of the Trinity, as I said, erases original sin, gives eternal life in sanctifying grace, opens the door to heaven, and makes the person who receives that gift of baptism a member of the church, of the one holy Catholic Church, the family of God on earth and in heaven. So this takes place. To the glory of God, it is the second face of the Epiphany, the second phase of the great manifestation of Jesus Christ as the eternal Son of God. And we shall see more in the next weeks to come. And so we give thanks to God for this great gift of St. John the Baptist, who was cleansed from original sin by Jesus in the womb of his mother, St. Elizabeth, at the Visitation, and who now is baptized by him at his own command, so that he can give the power to the waters of baptism that will hold till the end of time. And so as we give thanks to God for this great gift of the incarnation, of the birth of his Son, of the manifestation, particularly in the baptism at the Jordan, we give thanks to God for giving us his life, for making us his children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.